CIMX Windsor, Detroit. 88.7 on your FM dial. It's Sunday. It's 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That can only mean one thing.
They've really made a mistake. They've been trying to get us out here for like 10 years. They get us out here, and what do? They throw us on the radio.
And we're on the Homeboy Show right now on 89X Records.
I was going to say that.
I said records.
It can't be records. I mean, when this station probably started back in 71,
yes,
I'm pretty sure they played records, dude.
They did, and I feel that tonight we should honor that tradition and spin some 12-inch vinyl.
We'll get to that, definitely. But first,
I think we should wear vinyl pants when we spin the vinyl.
We can, only if you're open for breakdancing. Anyway, if you're wondering what's going on your Detroit Windsor dial right now.
That's right.
You're hearing some strange voices. You're not really sure. You're not accustomed.
That's right. Tell them who we are, Monoxide.
We are the one and only diabolical, demented, disheveled
duo
known as Twisted.
Yeah.
And I'm Monoxide Paul.
My name is Jamie Madrox.
Or Madrox Jamie. You could call him that.
You can call me that. We slapped our way all the way up to the sound room in here. We choked out a couple interns, and we're here now. We're running the show now. So no matter what you got to say now, you can just say it to us.
Right.
We're not listening.
We're not taking calls, but if you want to just talk, maybe either through some way it'll travel through the waves, and it'll reach our ears in a magical way, and we'll answer your question telepathically.
That's right. We can do that, you know.
Yes.
We've done it before.
So I don't know how we did this. I know, big shout out to Jay Hud.
Yeah. What's up to Jay Hud?
You know, he's a strong person in our corner that's always like, man, the world, I don't care what part of the world, but a part of the world needs to know about you guys, and if he has anything to do with it, he's going to put us on his show, and he did.
He represents for us, so we represent for him.
Definitely, and it's not just, you know, he's sitting over there in the corner and asking us a bunch of questions. We literally took we took the show over.
We did.
He used to do it, then he gave it to KP. And then they were like, look, let's change up the format. And can we cuss?
I think it's... I'm being warned that it's PK. That's Phil. And yeah, we can f***ing cuss. Why can't we f***ing cuss?
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Wait. What's that f***ing beeping noise? Every time. Say...
What the f***?
Say some cuss.
Some cuss.
No. Like see, face.
Well,
you hear it?
No, all I heard was this long beep noise. It's bizarre.
Welcome to syndicated radio.
Oh, wait. Now I'm seeing a sign in the window
that says,
saying you just cost us $125,000.
What? Wow. Whoa. What are they, like 25 grand a cuss?
Holy smoke. All right. So, no cussing.
No more cussing from here on out.
And you would think that we would be out of our element, but...
But no, because we are multi-talented.
We are amphibious and mammalian all at the same, so we can survive in water and out of land. We can adapt to anything. That's just how we get down.
That's right.
That's just how we get down.
We got our floaties on, and we're ready to do some swimming.
Something magical happened.
What?
It happened about 6 weeks ago.
Okay, tell it.
Twisted.
Yes.
For the first time.
Uh-huh.
Ever in their career.
Yes.
As a headliner.
Mm.
Came and did a show in Toronto.
It's true. That made the history books.
That did.
The entire Maple Leafs team came out to bring us in, to welcome us in to Toronto.
It was unbelievable. We had to go through the rickets of hockey sticks. And if you don't know what that is, that's when they form two lines on each side. And you have to walk down the center of them. And they swack you on your ass and your pelvic region with hockey sticks. And the more curved the stick, the...
There wasn't a full set of teeth in the house.
Right, there wasn't.
For the hockey team.
And, yeah, they were, definitely.
For the hockey team.
But they showed us so much love.
They did.
And they embraced us.
It's
the
true.
Way Canto British Columbia has embraced marijuana.
Right.
That we're coming back.
Yeah, we are.
In the words of some, not for one punk-ass show.
Yeah, not for a punk-ass show.
Not for some waste of most people's times of a show.
And by the way, I don't consider any of our time a waste of ours or anyone's time for that.
No, but I mean, some people were like,
son
man,
of a lovers.
What a waste.
Thing to say.
But what they didn't understand is we had to come over there and show to Parliament that, you know, we're not over here to take all your children hostage. We're not here to burn down your cities, at least without paint on our face.
We have. But
we came over there. We rocked it. We did what we do. And what did they do?
They told us to come back.
They asked us back.
They asked us back, and we will be back on a full Canadian tour starting September 12th and running through the 28th.
Right, we're doing like 15 shows over there, so.
I wasn't aware that there were 15 places to play over there. That goes to show my ignorance and inside of my dirty, twisted bubble.
You know what? We all have a little bit of ignorance about Canada, and I think now is a great time to clear up some of that ignorance.
Okay.
You know, it's not fair. I think Canada gets falsely accused of things.
Let's start with the bacon. How come it's ham here?
Well,
in the States we have bacon, but they call it bacon.
What's wrong with Canadian bacon? What's wrong with that?
I'm just notifying a difference.
There's definitely a difference.
A similarity with a difference in the middle.
I like the individuality. They don't want to ride on the jock of the American pork.
It's true.
They designed their own shard of the pig, and they labeled it such as Canadian bacon.
But I like it.
Everybody thinks that Canada is policed by Mounties.
Right.
And then everybody looks crazy with these weird helmets on and they ride mooses all over the
place. That's not true. WWF made that up back in the day with that wrestler that didn't go over called the Mountie.
Right.
That's all not true.
Right.
They got cops.
Right. They have police.
They don't fuck around.
Just like we have police. Wait. I don't think you could cuss.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Now we're
bring
at
it back.
$150,000.
Right. It's all good. Don't just put it on our tab. Here at 89X, it is like Oak Shillelagh's Tavern to
right.
Twisted. We are merely like, throw that on our tab like a gin and tonic.
That's right. We got you.
Wait, is that a good drink?
Yeah, why not? All drinks are good if you get f***ed up in the end. Damn it, 175.
There was another one.
All right,
and I don't know who that guy in the suit is now.
So
but
hold
he
on.
Is
Wait.
Really mad.
Maybe we should play. We should probably definitely play a song. He looks really, really pissed.
That
okay,
guy.
Take us into this song, Monoxide. Let him know what we're playing here. What...
All right, look, I want to bring everybody up to speed of where we've been. And true, we just got off a huge tour, and we're going to be home for a little bit doing some recording. But. In the meantime, we still got awesomeness for you to listen to.
That's right.
Let's familiarize Windsor, Detroit, with their own prodigal sons.
That's right. So this is, we're about to play extension chords from our motherfucking most current record in stores right now called Abominations. This is Twisted Extension Chords 89X.
Feel the Someone to call me ignorant. So what I wanna get so drunk, then they end up in the trunk in the pool of my own sex.
You're an idiot.
So cool just to be something so far from the ordinary, like stars. Ain't another one in the sky like me and like bars. I'ma give it a shot. You'll see, you're Venus, I'm Mars, galaxies between us. There are many different reasons by far, but I don't really care what they are. I'm gonna stay me every day, don't matter what anybody in here say. I'ma do it for everybody who wanted me to bring change. I can never be the man that can keep change.
I'm just a little bit different, but I guess it doesn't matter to anybody who isn't. I'm on a ladder with extension cords about to jump. Losing interest in living, I've had enough.
Amazing.
It's one of my favorite ones.
I don't know what it is about Detroit Windsor Radio that just makes us sound like a hug.
It's gotta be the homeboy show. It's the Windsor air.
You know what I think it is? I think it's the poutine.
What is that? What did you call it?
The poutine, that's a thing that they eat over there. It's like French fries with cheese and gravy.
Oh, like disco fries.
Whatever, yeah. Right.
I like it.
That's we were dope. Actually eating them when we shot the pilot for Over Under.
We were,
but they called them?
They called them disco fries.
That's right.
And we were like, what exactly is a disco fry?
And you know what that is? That is another version of America. Trivializing somebody else's individuality and just piggybacking it, and instead of coming up with their own shard of pork
right.
and naming it Canadian bacon, it's a completely different cut of meat. No, we just changed the name.
From the same animal, nonetheless.
Poutine.
Oh.
Is disco fries.
I'm gonna order that.
No, you're not.
I like a side of poot, Manny.
Right. But that's, you know, that's one more thing that makes Canada great.
Right.
They bring things to the table that aren't just copies of American culture. They got some French going on over there. Like, I heard all the chicks be French kissing.
Right. Not just some of them. They're like masters in tonguery.
All the chicks be French kissing.
I like that part of Canada pretty tough.
That's awesome. But...
yes.
I just want to, I want to say hi to George.
What up, George?
A lot of people don't know he's here, and I just want to bring everybody up to speed of what we're doing with our family.
Right.
Because our family's expanded.
It's true.
And we got Big Georgie V up in the house. Say hey, George.
Say what's up.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on? Now, what he's doing is he's now sitting in here with us to make sure that we don't say f**k or sh**.
Come on, guys.
So hopefully that'll work out, and our tab will stay at 175. Oh, well, nope, we're up to 2.25 now.
Wow, what happened? We were saying what we're not. We didn't say.
We didn't.
We did not say.
We merely did the hand motion to our faces like somebody is sucking something.
Just because you do this.
Right. That's what I said.
Is that bad?
Yes, it is. If they could see it, that would be terrible.
Well, you can hear it. And if you don't know what it is, then use your imagination.
God bless America.
You know what?
No. God bless Canada.
Hey, God bless them. God bless us all. Right.
Now, why can't he bless
us now under God?
Right. Why am I being selfish with it?
We are graced to be able to host the homeboy show. You know, we're listeners.
Let's cut this shit, Jamie. Let's cut the shit.
He called the shit poop.
Nobody,
yes.
Nobody
yes.
does what Jay did for us.
This is true.
What K did for us.
This is true.
What 89X did for us.
Cal Cagno. Jay Hood.
I mean,
PK.
We've lived. We've seen.
Right.
We've never been.
Right, and the fact that they invited us into their studio And whether or not we slapped a couple people in the vestibule is totally irrelevant at this point to the fact of the love that they have extended to us and letting us do what we want to do.
You don't make fun of the makeup.
You don't. You really can't. You can't be like, hey.
You get a set of earworms.
There's a couple mimes in the vestibule said they're here to see J-Hud.
Yeah. Well, now there's a couple people in the lobby with busted faces looking for the Canadian EMS.
Hold a minute. Huh? What is that?
What now? Yeah. Not too funny now, huh?
You know what else?
Mime said hoof to your lips.
I'm going to say one word that's going to differentiate. It's going to just make that difference stand out more.
Okay.
One word.
All right.
Not even a word. Zed.
Zed.
Shut it down.
Yeah.
You ever heard of an alphabetical letter going ham?
Yeah, right.
That's what Zed does.
Right.
Zed now
does I
ham.
Know my ABCs. Next time,
catch a bullet in the head. Wait.
What?
Can
what?
You say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
That's not cussing.
No.
Okay.
You said catch a bullet in the head.
That's cussing.
That'd have probably been a little bit much.
You know, that's weird though. I mean, they have their own letter in the alphabet. Just to let you know, Zed in the house.
Listen. They just gave George a sensor button.
No.
There's no way. George, you're not going to be able to push the button every time we say a word. It's going to be off sometimes.
Oh, I will.
See? You heard the...
Right.
You didn't hear the...
That's not
going
to work.
All right, we're going to try. We're still keeping it going.
Right.
But this is the Homeboy Show, in case you're just tuning in. Jamie Madrox and Monoxide of Twisted, special guest host tonight. We're fixing to spin another little tune.
I want to talk about something else first.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'm still a little distraught. Not distraught, like in shock.
Okay.
We went and seen a movie recently.
Oh, no.
I'm not going there.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm not going to go there. No hate.
No. Okay. I'm with you.
But there was a remake.
Okay.
Of one Evil Dead.
Yes.
And
awesome.
I gotta say, it was amazing to me.
It's really good. It's really, really gory.
Yes.
If you're into scary movies, it might not be scary for you. It's because it's really gory.
It's more gory than it is
more
scary.
It's a gore fest.
Yes.
But it's good.
It's a shower in blood.
Yes. Arms and cutting utensils, ripping away flesh and whatnot. I can just see the sponsors are just pulling out as we speak.
Yes.
They're just pulling out left and right. Monster Energy drink gone. Chapstick gone. Kleenex gone.
It was amazing, though. Yeah, I actually like that movie, and I don't like a lot of remakes.
Right. It's cool. It's like people are starting to get hip when they do the remakes. They're making the movie onto its own because no one wants to be like, I knew what was coming up next. Because
the original one was awesome. It didn't need to be remade.
It didn't, but... During the time when it was filmed, it didn't have all the CGI and the goodness that you can do with film now.
You're right, and what I like about it is that it makes horror people, like the icons that we looked up to, it makes them relevant to that younger generation again.
100%. You know what I mean? Keeping the franchise alive.
There you go.
That's what it is.
That is it. You put that on a... T-shirt.
I just might.
And I'm telling you stand outside of those movie theaters on the weekends.
Yeah.
You'll make some coin, friend.
Hey, I just hope that they do it with other movies. I hope they breathe a fresh breath of air into a few franchises.
Right, because it seems like a lot of gingivitis is being blown around Hollywood these days.
Yeah, it's the name of the game, and it happens in all the industries. So you really got to pan for that diamond in the rough, so to speak, when it comes to your movies, your music, any forms of media.
You're right.
Fact.
You could be hoodwinked.
You could be, and you should be, because... money's not free.
Right,
not
you're right.
Not a dime.
You're right.
Money's not free.
You're right.
We gotta earn it. We gotta spend it. We gotta collect it. And if we gotta spend it, it better be worth what we're looking to buy and or see, listen to, and or hear.
You know what else Canada has that we don't?
What?
Their own money.
They do.
We don't have Canadian money here like that.
We don't have euros and doochies.
I believe they're called loonies.
Loonies.
Yes.
That's what they called us.
Well, they did.
They were like, hey, we're going to do loonies in here.
See, what they were really saying is you two, you guys are money.
Oh, see?
In that booth, you guys are money. On that stage, you guys are money.
I just call you money.
That's what it is. And I like it. I love that. But yeah, it does look a little like Monopoly money, and there's like weird plastic pieces on it. But
I like it.
It is theirs.
I like it.
I like it because it is another step.
It makes me feel different.
Individuality? Something like that. Yeah, some weirdness like that. But, you know, just another reason to look at Canada and be like, man, hell yeah.
Right?
Ain't nobody playing. Y'all got free health care.
Man, fix me some eggs or something with that Canadian bacon.
Oh, I was like, with the health care?
No, well, yeah. I probably put a Band-Aid on my egg.
I mean, you could. You could go down to the hospital cafeteria, maybe. And plug up.
Plug up.
All right. Enough of our inane ramblings.
That's okay.
I want to show them.
All right, look. So, since it's the homeboy show, we're gonna do a throwback. Because everybody knows that we know him as Bobby Ritchie. We've known him since the early days, and we used to put flyers on the hoods and the windshields of cars. Down at St. Andrews Hall.
Over at the St. Andrews.
You know it. So what we're going to do is we're going to play right now, right here, Kid Rock.
Our favorite, though.
Early Morning Stone Pimp.
Right, that's our favorite.
It is. Let's take it to when...
I'm not hating on Ball with the Ball.
I'm not either.
But what I'm saying...
I can't even spell that.
Is that this song is the epitome...
Time of changing.
...of how it all started for him.
All right, come on.
Hopefully they like it too, so yeah, all right.
So if you haven't heard it, good luck finding it, because we're going to take it to the vinyl. George, if you could you cue up that 12-inch of early...
Put that away. Put your pants... Not that
12-inch. Whoa, whoa. Put your pants back on.
Jesus. Kid Rock, man.
Kid Rock, Early Morning Stone Pimp, 89X, Homeboy Show.
Boom. Gear and crank your amps up to 11.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. These go to 11.
89X's Battle of the Bands is here to rock the house. We're searching for the best band in the D and giving them a once-in-a-lifetime gig. The winner of 89X's Battle of the Bands will play the first night of the 89X Birthday Bash Weekend and Stars and Stripes Music Festival at Freedom Hill this summer. Get your submissions in now and your band can be playing for crowds of thousands at the 89X Birthday Bash Weekend and Stars and Stripes Music Festival. Head to 89xradio.com now for details.
89X. It's Detroit, yo. The Homeboy Show.
Yay, yay!
On the only new rock alternative, 89X.
Ah, man, that is the jam.
Times are changing.
I haven't heard that in forever.
Something.
I'm terrible with... I'll be like, oh, that song is my favorite. Oh, man, and I won't know the name of it. I won't know who sang it. I don't know any of the words to it, but I just know that is my candy.
That is my candy.
That is my proverbial candy. Now, I know I've been giving a lot of love to Canada, trying to wake people's eyes up and realize some of the great things that they have and they've achieved and the stuff that they're going for. But like anything else, there is a line between me and Canada.
All right.
And it starts with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Whoa.
Followed by the Toronto Maple Leafs. Into the Toronto Argonauts.
So I'm taking it. This is going pro sports.
I'm going to do it really quick so you're not in the dark because I know you don't like sports a lot. But yes, I would just say Red Wings for life, Detroit Tigers for life, Detroit Lions for life.
Damn!
Bam, done.
Damn.
Just so I get that out.
Booyah!
And,
wow.
Yeah.
When I think of the Blue Jays, I think of Fred McGriff.
You think of Montreal Expo.
I do.
There you go.
Whoa.
Gary Carter.
And they had that, like, that symbol on the hat that didn't go with anything.
Well, yeah. It really didn't.
It was like they're the Montreal Hot Dogs, but for some reason they got a cheeseburger on their hat. I never quite understood it.
That's awesome.
But that's cool, though. I liked it.
I liked the
individuality. I thought it was... Cool.
I wanted to give him a little bit of my individuality.
Yeah. There's a little bit of my individuality right there.
Nice.
I had went and snuck a little bit of that Chipotle over the bridge and Do you have Chipotle here in Canada?
They do. It's called Chipotle Hortons.
It is. It's called Chipotle Hortons. You go in there and you get you a burrito bowl and a bagel.
And a soup and a donut.
And a small coffee.
And maybe a bunch of little Timbits.
Right. Timbits is one of the top 8 ways to start a day.
I love Timbits.
Damn it.
And that is from where? Canada.
Hortons.
Timmy Hortons.
Timmy Hortons.
All the way from Canada.
Canada official.
Yep. Your sandwiches aren't as good as they could be. But I'll tell you what. Your donuts and your Timbits are a real kick in the big glue.
Top shelf.
It's just how it rolls.
That is how it rolls.
It's just how it rolls.
All right. So now, when we were, a lot of people, I'm going to bridge off here into like an impromptu.
Like the Ambassador Bridge, which connects.
I'm going to go off on a sidebar.
Okay.
Okay. Now, while we've been sitting here, we've been receiving some Twitters.
Indeed.
From our Twitterer peoples. And a lot of them were asking us, what do we think about the new Walking Dead coming out? Because anybody who knows us knows that we're heavily into the Walking Dead.
We are.
We are, and we hope that you here in Canada are as well.
Yes. Yes, because without Walking Dead, there is no us.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, the premiere of season 4 is hitting television in October. The casualties are at an all-time high. Sophia, dead. Dale, dead. T-Dog, dead. Shane, dead and zombie. Lori, dead. Merle, dead, zombie.
Dead.
Herschel, lost his leg. Rick, lost his mind.
Yes.
That's pretty much everything from season 1 to 3. Right there. I mean, what more do you want me to do? Dress up like a dead zombie.
There is nothing that can pass this time.
Right.
Nothing. I've tried everything. I've tried Game of Thrones.
No.
It's dope. Don't get me wrong. Dope.
No.
But does it make me stop thinking about my Walking Dead in October?
No.
Absolutely not.
Not.
I've tried Breaking Bad.
I tried it.
Mob
Wives. But I don't like it.
I've tried Real Housewives of Orange County.
Right? But somehow it would be so much better if they just started eating each other.
Yes. Yes, it would.
It would be.
Throw a walker into that game.
And then they gotta lop off one of their arms and cauterize it. Now what? Now what are you going to do? You're going to go shopping for dresses with that cauterized stump?
Right.
No, you're not.
They figure out some way to bling out their appendage.
Right.
Get some kind of weird...
Find a Cartier and Tiffany diamonds on this hair stump. I like it. I like walking around with that catches the glow of the sun. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a stump.
And it's scaring
the kids.
I
got mauled off by a walker.
You are scaring the children.
Changes when the dead comes back to life.
It does. It has to.
The world as we know it will not be the same, Monoxide. It is not the same.
I am not looking for the same. I am not afraid of change.
Right? Neither am I. I just want you to be ready when the zombie apocalypse happens to be on your A game. Make sure you got a crossbow, Daryl's number. Hey, you ready? You ready for all hell to break loose?
You've seen the shirt.
Right.
Daryl dies, we riot.
You know it.
That's how it's going down.
Ow!
That is how it's going down.
That is how it's going down. So there, that was for our Twitterer people that are listening right now via wherever they're coming. Maybe online. Are they listening online, you think?
You could. Yeah.
This is streaming online, is it not?
I'll tell you what.
Yes, it is.
After you're done listening to this,
uh-huh,
why don't you hop on over to Twitter?
Yeah.
And hop on at old @tweetmesohard.
Let us
the
know.
Best. We have the best name in Twitter history.
We like to call it our handle. It's our head. Get it? Tweet me so hard.
Get it?
@ in front of it. Visit us on Twitter.
Get it?
Cause right now.
Because it's hard.
It is, and it's our handle. God, we're never being invited back here again.
Maybe you're afraid of Twitter. Maybe
no.
For some reason, you're just afraid of Twitter.
Maybe you only do the book face.
Right. Maybe you go to, there's book face. We're on book face.
We're on book face, too. You can check us out at, what's our book face?
/Twisted. TWIZTID.
Look
nice,
at that.
Nice spelling, George.
Look at that. Thank you, George.
You ought to go.
That's right. He knows it. And also, don't we have another form of communication to our home?
We have found a way to communicate through pictures.
Right. Yes. Instagram.
Yes.
Tell it.
You could go there, Instagram, and we're Official Twisted. And you can follow us, and we got pictures of all kinds of chicks with big asses.
Yeah.
And sweet Sheba.
We got pictures of walkers.
All kinds
eat
of
stuff.
Walking Dead photos. It's just hard to find stuff.
Just awesome craziness that you would only expect from me and Monoxide.
I don't know. I think if you ask people, what do you expect their Instagram to be like? They wouldn't guess big asses and Walking Dead and weed and
cereal and
liquor everywhere.
Right. You wouldn't expect that.
I don't think they would. And if you're not, then you're missing out.
You truly are. You need to do yourself a favor and take 3-4 seconds out of your day and at least experience one of the three social media networks that we just threw into your earlobes.
Canada, and, you really want to know what Twisted's all about. You want to get a good groin full of what Twisted is all about. You go to YouTube.
Right.
And you punch in Twisted Kills the Harlem Shake.
Oh, no!
And you watch that, and you gotta watch it, because instant when you hear it, oh god, Twisted's actually dancing, they're doing the Harlem Shake, that so selling out-ish stuff, whatever.
No!
But, you could not be more misconstrued.
Isn't it now? It's on there now, right? It's on their site now?
Yeah.
Yeah, alright, yeah.
I don't know if it'll still be on there.
Okay.
But,
it was. I was told that it was.
It was? It could still be on there.
It could still be on the 89X site. If it's not, go on YouTube, find it yourself, earn it.
It's worth it.
It'll be worth it. I promise you.
It's one of the few things that you'll see that you'll forward to your homeboy. You'll be like, oh, you gotta check this. Click, bloop. Oh
man, you gotta check this. Oh man.
But you can show it to your mom, because even your mom is tired of the Harlem Shake.
Right.
Even your dad and your yaya, Yorgo, and your papa and your papu.
Yeah.
And mama.
Hell yeah.
They're all tired of it.
Right.
And it took somebody like us to come in and put it to a rest. So, if you got interest in seeing the end of the Harlem Shake, give it us a look on YouTube. It's pretty awesome.
It is.
Pretty awesome.
So we've given you several tasks in this segment alone. I think that your plate might be semi-full.
You have a weekend worth of stuff to do. Easy.
Right. You thought you were just going to come away from this episode with just some music? And
hi, my name's Jamie. That's Paul.
Hi.
Here's the next song.
No, that's not us. That's not what we give.
No,
we bring to the table so much more. A virtual cornucopia of flavor.
Yes, indeed. And maybe one of these years, 89X will let us play their birthday bash.
Yeah, maybe. We could come there and do cake.
Whatevs.
We're there.
Love it.
Call us. Hello.
Hello.
All right, you know what? Let's play another song.
All right.
Let's play another song. Let's get ourselves together. I need to get some Airwick up in here and spray some, what do you got, some Glade or something? That Chipotle has really got me kicking like chicken out of a Bruce Lee movie. All right, check it out. Here's, because it's our night tonight.
We're
spinning another one off our most current record called Abominations. Here goes Unstoppable. Check it out right here, right now, 89X, the Homeboy Show.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that it just left completely, but no, there are times when I still do have the old compulsions. I was branching out, that's when the cannibalism started, eating of the heart and the heart muscle. It was a way of making me feel that they were a part of me.
Get inside of my twisted mind, so sick. You're never gonna find something like it, like me, like this, like mine, like out of the ordinary. I want more to bury, full of more gore than a chopped up whore. Make a torture porn in the middle of a mortuary. None left for the bones to carry. Put a bunch of holes in your capillaries. Anybody claiming I'm an adversary? I don't know. Off cop pull up, shotguns out, and the sirens blaring. Don't wanna get it scary and bury into the dead, rocking in the cemetery since I was barely a little kid. Been waiting for the brighter day, saying to take it all away. Well, we got sick of the way they made a family. A galaxy consumed by so many little bitty fallacies. Gotta find another way to get up out of the hell that they're handing me. Unstoppable like an HIV in your arteries. I make it hard to breathe like I had a running neck and I start to squeeze. And all I wanna do is bring them all to knees. They wanna make it hard for me in the land of apologies. And a
gonna get it accepted. I painted faces rejected, an abomination infected with so much hate to collect it. How can you say you didn't expect it all to go this way? Like bad directions, they're looking at me like a weapon. We got the world at attention, we're like this great invention. They're all too afraid to mention, shun me like bad intentions. But we'll see who really had agendas or misconceptions. I don't wanna be in your fucked up life long intervention.
I can't reach for the stars, but I'll end up.
Was absolutely unstoppable.
God, I love that song.
They've been trying to stop us for years.
Hey, you know what? A lot of people would be like, why wouldn't you play all of your music?
Because that's not us.
I know. I'm just saying some people would say that, and I just wanted you to define who we are as amongst them.
We are the last of a dying breed. We are the only people in music that still have ethics of some sort.
It's called tact, rags.
Yeah, and we try to adhere to that as much as possible.
Right.
But sometimes you just gotta shake the hand of the devil.
Yeah, well, ill.
Shake the hand of the devil. I'd rather shake the devil's hand than shake the Jesus.
What the hell is going on right now? I am so scared.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, do you think they collect toys in Canada?
You know, I want to say that they do. They have to.
Is everything like O-Peachy?
You know.
Is it like the American version? And then you go to Canada, they have a whole different version.
There are bilingual cards and trilingual cards. Like
French-Canadian.
If you bought a Star Wars figure back in 1980, it probably said, Le Star del Horse.
Was there even Canada in 1980?
You know, I don't know.
I thought it... Oh, yeah, it was. That's right.
Yeah, man. Well, they had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, they had the expos.
Yes, they did.
And we didn't understand what was on the hat. But nevertheless, yeah. So what I was wondering is, when we leave here tonight, before we go back over the bridge back home,
yes,
can you think we can hit up a Walmart so we can try to find some cool toys? Because nothing like being somewhere and bringing home a bountiful... menagerie of toys that you find on the road.
Hey, George?
Yes, yes, yes.
Are there Walmarts in Canada?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Listen, I'm not looking at it.
No, the look on his face was awesome. He was just like, you're gonna, maybe.
There is a Chipotle.
There is a Chipotle, yes. See?
There's a Chipotle / Tim Hortons.
But yes. While we're at Chipotle, I'll have to Google.
And that's why he's the man.
Hey, George.
Yeah.
Is there Google in Canada?
You know, I believe there is a Google in Canada.
There is?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a start.
That is.
I wasn't going to comment because I really wasn't sure.
I mean, last time we were in Canada, the phone bill was $200, but, you know.
But we were only there for one punk-ass day.
Right, right.
So this is going to be, like, a lot of time on my phone bill, and it's gonna be really, really pricey. And who's so paying for that, huh? Can I go ahead and kick that bill to 89x?
So let me ask you.
No, I can't. See, I'm getting corporate execs over there shaking their head. No.
They said invoice it.
Invoice. All right.
But
done.
They're not gonna pay it. Now.
Thank you.
They gave us a choice of playing four songs.
Uh huh.
No, they said you could play. They said usually what happens,
right,
is it's nonstop music.
Right.
Usually, you know, some guy will come on, he'll, you know, masturbate a little bit, and then he'll play a song.
Yes.
Another song, and a song, and a song, and a song. We're not really like that. We like to talk. We like to ramble, because that's just who we are.
That's
but
right.
Through all our ramblings, they're like, please, at least try to play four songs. So we were like, okay.
Indeed.
We're going to play four Twisted songs. And then we're like, no.
No.
That's not us.
That's what the world expects of us.
We're going to share.
But no, we are going to share.
And debating on the two songs that we were going to play was the biggest throwdown. There's going to be some furniture moving in this motherfucker.
Right. Right.
To finally decide. And one you've already heard was Kid Rock's Early Morning Stone Pimp.
It's true.
Well, that's,
you know, I had to shove a couch for that one. That you're welcome. One. You're welcome, Bobby.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes. And then the second one. The second one.
The second one.
The second one. No, just keep
monoxide.
The second one.
Through a chair.
I said,
through the sound booth window.
We have got family in Canada, and we need to get them on here. They're probably already played. They probably get played all the time. But while we're here, we're going to make sure to get at least one spin. Because if you don't know, now you're going to know.
You got to be talking about Swollen Members.
Yes, yeah, Swollen Members.
I knew it.
They just brought out a new CD.
They did.
A few weeks ago, or probably about a month ago now. And
we're going to spin the single tonight.
It's fantastic.
It's pretty damn good. We're gonna put everybody up on it. If you haven't already heard it, you're in for a special treat.
Go to iTunes. It's all over iTunes.
That's right.
Like, wait, does Canada have iTunes? They're called Latunes.
Latunes del Retina.
Let me ask you this, George.
ask away.
Español.
What's the name of the new Swollen Members CD?
Beautiful Death Machine.
That is it. Correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Get the man a prize. That's you, awesome. Sir, with the face.
They got some really good ones on there. We're gonna play one of our favorites. Why can't we do that?
We can do that.
We can.
And we will do that. And we'll do it right now.
All
right.
Let's do it now. Swollen Members off of the new one. What's it called, George?
Beautiful Death Machine.
Okay. Now, what's the name of the song?
King of Diamonds.
I was talking to him. I wanted, because he was going to get flustered. Look,
King
he's flustered.
Diamonds. King of Diamonds. Swollen Members.
Tell him.
Here
tell
we
him
go.
It's 89X and say the homeboy show. Say it. Say it.
It's going to shingles.
No. 89X. Say homeboy show.
89X, homeboy show. Swollen Members.
I'm guessing.
Here goes King of Diamonds, Swollen Members.
Okay. Fahrenheit life support, bear in mind the mic and cord and everything around it sounded off. I came to round it off to higher decibel levels. I set the precedent, my energy's very incredible, yet barely accessible by the lame and taming animals like lions and tigers and bears. Locked up in cages and the bite has been trying for years. All they got is some lighters, they rhyme as the smoke in some ears. It's like illusionist versus the true prestigious, the new elitist. So feed us now before I start the carnage. We'll leave you bleeding out and calling for nurses and doctors. Assisted neurosurgeons in the distance, this is certain. Bright light hallway, corridor. Choose a door handle, turn your handle, burn or freeze upon contact. Dawn tread a night spawn, explode upon impact. Slow your roll, get back, or get burnt like jetpack. A real rock and roll, a rolling stone that painted jet black. Place your bet on the set, the three-man threat. What you see is what you get. You place your bet on the set, the three-man threat. What you see is what you get. The three-man threat. What you see is what you get. You place your bet on the set, the three-man threat. What you see is what you get.
I'm fucking torturous, kinda like an orphan. It's unfortunate I became so lonely, didn't even have an orphanage. Then I found out I could flex on beats like a contortionist. But now I'm back to make this game pay like an extortionist. I'll kill these kids like an abortion, then go sport fishing. You best abort mission, or you'll need a mortician. I'm a war magician, got a heart condition. But once I start militia, you'll be in a hard position. Yeah, see the line curvatures? I'm a rhyme furbisher, we like fine furniture. I like Japanese toys, clothes, and street art. Now I'm close no more, I got a sweetheart. I get on stage and I start rapping like a retard. Hipster killing zombie, I will bite you through your leotard. Poisonous and powerful primate, the rhyme great, iron snake. Heavy metal raps that define fate. Pound you to the ground like I'm a human meat grinder. Heat breather, that pack of meat cleaver.
Place your bet on the set, the three-man threat. What you see is what you get. You place your bet on the set, the three-man threat. What you see is what you get. Place your bet on the set, the three-man threat. What you see is what you get. What you get. Place your bet on the set, the three-man threat.
step. What you see is what you get.
Be a realization by all of us, the indomitable, the incomparable. We disagree. That's my idea. You said you do not like it. You only hurt yourself. If we all thought alike, nobody would be thinking.
Oh my God, that was awesome.
That's just how I want to rip you up. Yeah. I don't give a spit you up.
Yeah.
I'll be rapping.
Yeah.
I'll be rapping like Mad Child sometimes.
Oh my.
Sometimes.
God. It has been...
Shouts out, Mad Child. Shouts out, Prevail.
It's been an awesome time here on 89X tonight.
It's been amazing. They are giving us the proverbial rap at the bloop up.
Yeah, they were like, you've had Gene's time. Enjoy it. Want to give shouts out to Jay Hudson.
Yep.
PK.
Yep.
Cal Cagno.
PK, which is short for Phil Kessler.
That's right. That's right. That's my homeboy right there.
That's probably not his last name.
Want to send a shout out to Monoxide and George.
Yup.
And
Yorgo.
And most importantly of all the Juggalo fam listening right now, everybody out there who's got their radios tuned in, who may or may not know us, what's up to you too?
If you don't know us, then go familiarize yourself with us by going to Twisted.com or to Instagram, and the handle is Official Twisted. Or you could go to Twitter, and we're at Tweet Me So Hard.
Yeah.
Or the Facebook at, what is it, George?
Twisted.
T-W-I-Z-T-I-D.
Yeah.
Wait, T-W-I-Z-T-I-D.
Yeah.
You guys are slipping.
Yeah, that's you took it to the Z.
Right.
Oh, damn. Well, we gotta do this. We gotta end it the right way. Jay Hud's mom is here, and she's our ride. So we gotta go.
She said she's running on fumes. We gotta get out of here. All right, man. Thanks everybody for having us and listening to us and spending your hour with us.
We're Twisted.
Click it or ticket.
89X.
Peace.
Homeboy Show. Whoop whoop.
Of a dream or a nightmare, when nobody can hear you scream, as you fight to awake from your sleep, and you shake in your bed, and you're dreaming the evil is creeping, crawling. I keep calling out for some help, but I feel like I'm falling. Can I get up and shake off the nightmare? But when I look in the mirror, it's in front of me right there, staring at me with those eyes again, making it harder and harder to try to pretend. Everything is just okay. I'm sad and lonely, alive with nothing left to say.
Now, why is this happening to me again? I'm reaching for reasons I can never stand. Demons to hell where they belong, and all along I'm wanting you to
help.
To get up, I'm falling back in a bed. I'm reaching the gun and pressed to my head. I'm hesitant, not sure I want this to end. These nightmares, they just want me dead.
Everything's hopeless.
darkness and everything's black. So wake me up, bring me back, wake me up, bring me back. Everything's hopeless and everything's black. So wake me up, bring me back, wake me up, wake me up.
Now, now, why is this happening to me again? I'm reaching for reasons I can never stand. Demons to hell where they belong. In the gun and press to my head.